T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
After Gustav Eiffel wowed the world with his Tower of Steel at the Paris Expo in 1889, American organizers of the 1893 World Columbian Exposition in Chicago immediately searched for an iconic attraction that would eclipse the Eiffel Tower. George Ferris, a 33-year-old Pittsburgh engineer, responded to the planner's call for a bold and unique structure. Ferris proposed a mammoth revolving wheel, similar to a bicycle wheel, that would take visitors a dizzying 250 feet in the air for a bird's-eye view of the expo below. Fair directors originally dismissed his idea as impossible, but agreed to let Ferris try to build the daring ride. The result? A $400,000 wheel of steel with 36 railroad car-sized gondolas carrying up to 2,000 passengers. The ride was a huge hit, with more than 1 million fairgoers paying 50 cents to enjoy 2 revolutions and 20 minutes of breathtaking views. The Ferris wheel was unanimously dubbed the mechanical wonder of the fair and demonstrated the principles of cantilevered bridge construction and American engineering prowess, astounding visitors from around the world. Ferris's attraction was so popular that the organizers of the St. Louis World's Fair brought back the ride in 1904. More than 100 years later, Ferris wheels continue to delight and amaze riders around the world.